Of the agenda. Do you have any changes there too?
There are no proposed changes to the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, that being subdivision 2017-3 River Rock Glen Key Properties Group LLC.
Does anyone have any thing that they want to discuss on this? If not, then Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2017-3 for River Rock Glen.
Excuse me, I'm going to ask you to pull that microphone.
Okay. There.
You're not here.
Okay.
This is going to be a long one. I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2017-3 for River Rock Glen Key Properties Group LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of a subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county. Two, the proposed subdivision is zoned AR1 and will consist of 26 single-family lots on 29.31 acres. Three, as a cluster subdivision, the project is permitted to have minimum lot sizes of 1/2 acre, and the proposed subdivision has an average lot size of 23,115 square feet. The subdivision complies with the density requirements for the parcel. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. It's also consistent with nearby residential developments. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. Six, the applicant has favorably addressed the item set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Seven, the project contains approximately 11.6 acres of open space, which represents approximately 40% of the site. Eight, there are no wetlands or cultural or historical features on site. Nine, with the conditions imposed, the development will be designed and built in accordance with the subdivision code and the cluster subdivision ordinance. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 26 lots in the subdivision. B, all lots will be served by private individual on-site wells and septic systems permitted by DENREC. C, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, sidewalks, amenities, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, a 20-foot forested or landscape buffer shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for these areas. F, all entrances and roadway improvements shall be constructed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards and shall include sidewalks on one side of the street. Street lighting shall be included as preferred by the applicant. H, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, the location of a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district's transportation manager. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. J, a sidewalk on one side of the road shall be installed to allow for school-aged children to walk to the entrance to catch the bus. K, recreation areas and amenities shall be completed within the project no later than the issuance of the 20th certificate of occupancy. L, a walking trail shall be installed as proposed by the applicant. M, the final site plan shall include a landscaping plan which shall clearly delineate all undisturbed trees in forested areas, and a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions shall be submitted to the Sussex County Office of Planning and Zoning, and O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-3 River Rock Glen Key Properties Group, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you.